Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, and welcome to Teller Tabernacle Live. Welcome to the Teller family and all of our friends joining through Facebook and YouTube Live. We are streaming through Philadelphia, PA, where Elder Jonathan E. Ford is the pastor. Can we give our pastor a hand, y'all?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It feels so good to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Amen. Amen. First Sunday of the new year, correct? Amen, amen. You got to help me on that when my calendar gets a little jumbled. But it feels so good to be in the house of the Lord one more time, just to be able to tell God thank you, to tell God I appreciate him and I love him and I adore him and I lift him up. Amen. Amen. I ask that you please stand up. I'm going to go ahead and pray us into this service. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you just to say thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for keeping us through last year, God. Thank you for protecting us through every hurt, harm, and danger that was coming towards us, God. Whether we saw it or not, God, we say thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we just want to say that we adore you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We lift you up on high, God, in the name of Jesus, God, so that you may draw all men towards you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. We push you first, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Before all of our cares, all of our wants, God, all of our needs, God, you go first, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. If you're directing the path, God, we know we'll always go on a narrow path, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, I ask that you make your presence known in this house, God, in this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. Move the way you want to move, God. Have your way, God. Let your will be done, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, speak how you want to speak, God. In the name of Jesus, God, heal how you heal, God. In the name of Jesus, God, deliver how you deliver, God. In the name of Jesus, God, perform miracles how you perform them, God. In the name of Jesus, God, hallelujah, God, just have your way, God. In the name of Jesus, God, put less of us, God, and more of you, Jesus. In your name, Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God, have your way today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you protect the ones who are on their way, God, the ones who are here, God, the ones watching from home, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we will always lift you on high, God. We will always praise you, God. We will always adore you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, for you are the King of glory, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you are Jehovah Jireh, you are Jehovah Nissi, you are Jehovah Shalom, you are the great I Am, the Alpha and Omega, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you are Emmanuel, God. In the name of Jesus, God, all the names that you gave us, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for making us that personal with you, God, and I thank you for calling us friend, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. This is our prayer this morning, God. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you could open up your word, we're going to Galatians 6, 1 through 5. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Again, we're going to Galatians 6, 1 through 5. Amen. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not another. For each one shall bear his own load. Amen. 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 Come on, tell us. Let's do a very very common song, Oh Give Thanks. Hallelujah. Whenever you're ready, Josh. Yeah, there we go. Come on, Josh, let's grab our hands. Come on, tell us. Oh, give thanks.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good.
Oh, give thanks.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good.
Oh, give thanks.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Yes, he is good.
For he is worthy, worthy.
For
he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good.
Oh, give thanks.
Oh, give thanks
unto the Lord,
for he is good.
Yes, he is good.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord,
for he is good.
Yes, he is good.
Oh, give thanks.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Give thanks unto the Lord.
But my voice really isn't cooperating, so I'm going to ask the Alex help out a lot here. But the song is really simple. It's a worship song. Just to kind of set the atmosphere for the sermon coming. Amen. Hallelujah. The song just says, I don't know the key.
I'm
not a word of worship. Where it's all about you.
Yes, it's all about you, Jesus.
I'm sorry, Lord,
for the things I did.
What is all about you?
Yes, it's all about you,
Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of
worship.
It's all about you, Jesus.
I'm sorry for the things I made.
When it's all about you,
yes,
it's all about you,
Jesus.
I'm coming back
to the heart of worship, where it's all about you. Yes, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry for the things I made it. But it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus.
I'm going back to the heart of worship.
It's all about you.
Worship. I'm coming back
to the heart of worship.
I'm
This morning, if you made it to prayer this morning, whew, we had a time in the Lord, and all I could do was weep, and I was trying not to cry again just now, because I remember a time in my life where it wasn't all about Him. And I just want to present this morning, make today an opportunity to make it all about Him once again. Amen. Because if there's ever a time that we need the Lord, it's now. Thank you, Jesus. We've always needed Him. But there is some things that are shifting in the earth. And if it's one thing that we know, God is our protection. God is our peace. God is our healer. God is everything we need. Hallelujah. I'm going to get right to the word because I know me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This morning, we are in 1 Chronicles 4, verse 9 and 10. And it's while you're standing. Don't worry, I'll get you off your feet soon. It's good to see our newest member in the house, Sister Lydia. Give you a shout out. Amen. It's good to see you. So if you need a Bible, just stick your finger up. I'll be reading out the New King James Version. If you have it, say amen. If you need a few more minutes, say hold up. Hold up. All right. As long as it needs. Amen. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. The subject for this morning is a prayer for success. if I had a thought, it would be starting the year off right. Now, when I say success, meaning success in God, not worldly success, but success in God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word, God, for the house this year. And God, I pray that you will prepare the hearts of those that hear. And Lord, let us apply the word to our life so that we can be successful in you, allowing you to move without hindrance in our life so that you can do what only you want to do, God. And all of these things are for your glory and for your glory alone, oh God. Hallelujah. So this morning, I pray that you will hide me behind your cross, God. Be with my words, God. Be with my mouth, God. Help me to preach with power, oh God, so that you are pleased. Hallelujah, God. All things, God, all things to your name, God. Move like only you can move, God. And speak through me, your vessel, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. It's good to see our sister Marcia out. Bless you. Bless you. So when we look at the book of First Chronicles, I remember a couple of years ago our pastor, actually it was Elder Ford, he had a challenge to read the Bible through the year. And I'm going to encourage us all to do that again. There's so many apps, so many websites that we can do it. In fact, do it in 2 years, but just start to read through the Bible, read through it. And I could tell you, when you get to Chronicles, it's hard. I have read the Bible, and I'm not saying this to boast, but I'm saying this to let you know that it can be done. I've read the Bible in its entirety 4 times. And it was by the grace of God that he allowed me to. And when the kids were babies, I would read to them as we would nurse or feed them. I would just read the word of God over their life. And some of the children took longer than a year. Amen. But however long it takes you, don't give up. Just keep reading. But when you get to Chronicles, this is one of the hardest books to read because it's all the genealogies. And it just lists people after people. And if I had to be honest, I know a couple times if I skipped over it because I'm like, Lord Jesus. But it traces the history of Israel. And in the first verse of chapter 4, it lists the descendants of Judah. So it implies that Jabez is included in this lineage, and therefore in the bloodline of Jesus. Judah is deprived. It comes from the Hebrew name Jehuda, which means praise, thanksgiving. God often called the tribe of Judah into battle first because they were the strongest and they were the leaders of all the tribes of Israel. But it's also that praise precedes victory. Amen. Amen. That's a nugget for someone. Praise precedes victory. Thanksgiving precedes victory. But in 1 Chronicles 4:9, it opens up saying, now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. So this morning we want to examine how Jabez became more honorable than his brothers as we dig into his prayer. For those men that are here today that have brothers, then y'all know that sometimes the competition is part of the brotherly bond. Some might say that's what makes their relationship special, the competition. I don't know if that's true, but it's just part of the brotherly bond. And it says that he was more honorable than his brothers. So let's examine Jabez's prayer. His mother named him Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. We often assume his mother's pain was the result of the childbirth. As us mothers in the room, we know that that's a pain that we don't forget, right? The childbirth is something that we know that why women were called to give birth, because men, they just wouldn't be able to do it. They'd be like, yeah, no, that's too much. But we often assume that the pain was in the childbirth, but it could have easily been other emotional pain in addition to the physical pain. Her condition spoke louder to her in the moment than the gift of bearing and birthing a son. Amen. A temporary condition, but given a son, a lifetime stigma and a name. So Jabez grew up under the stigma of a name based on his mother's condition when he was born. I'm sure he felt trapped by this thing, not being able to escape it. But Jabez called on the name of God. He understood that even though pain was a part of his story, it wouldn't define him. Jabez was a praying man. He dared to pursue God and tested out his faith. He took the word of God in prayer and applied it to his life. How many know that something happens when you pray? Amen. Verse 10, it says, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory." Jabez not only asked for a blessing, but he desired God to be in it. I'm talking about a prayer for success. When Jabez prays that God will bless him and enlarge his territory, he's praying for growth. And it's one of the conditional promises in the word of God. So Jabez, he was not only a praying man, but he also knew the word of God. Jabez was Jewish because the Old Testament, that's before Christ was born. And so in Judaism, they studied the Torah. And we know that the Torah, that's the first five books of the Bible, Genesis through Deuteronomy, and it's called the Pentateuch. And our ministers can correct me if I'm saying it wrong. Amen. But Deuteronomy 12:20, it reads, "When the Lord thy God shall enlarge thy border, he, as he hath promised you." Amen. Let me read that again. Deuteronomy 12:20. "When the Lord thy God shall enlarge thy border, as he has promised you." Amen. So Jabez knew how to pray the word of God. He knew how to remind God of his promises. Jabez asked God to use him mightily, which I believe is a prayer that God will always honor and answer if we dare to ask him. Amen. A prayer for success. And if I could be honest, like when I look over the course of my life, and even now, I'm afraid to pray for the Lord to enlarge my territory because I know what that comes with. When God enlarges your territory, it means more work, less sleep. You got more spiritual warfare. You got, you know, it's quite easier to just sit back, put my feet up, pop some popcorn, and watch a movie. But if I did that, that would mean that I would stay stagnant and stuck where God wants to keep growing us up. And so when we pray for God to enlarge our territory, this is very much God's will to grow us, to go out, to do big things for him. And it's our flesh that wants to put our feet up, pop the popcorn, purge on the Netflix, scroll the Instagram. Right, let me keep moving. But it comes with a personal sacrifice. It's not easy. But every growing pain is worth it as we give our lives back to God in service. Because God has done so much for us. I can't even count the blessings. Amen. When I think over the course of my life, I remember a time when I couldn't say it's all about you. I know it was some stuff that I was involved in. And I know that it's only the grace of God that he brought me out. I know there were some dark nights that I could have easily been killed, kidnapped, and the list goes on. But it was by the grace of God that he brought me out. So it's only the right thing to do for us to give our lives back to him. And a large territory requires all of God's help. Someone say that's right where he wants us. Because when it requires all of his help, guess what we do? We lean on him. We're depending on God. We're not depending on ourselves. Even standing up here, I am depending on God. Because just speaking in front of people, that's something I would rather not do, right? But if the Lord tells me to do something and I know it's him, my only answer, yes, Lord. And I will depend on him and grow in the process. But when we depend on him, we know that it's him and not us. But enlarge our territory, it means go for whatever God is leading you to do. The new job, the promotion, write the book, whatever he's leading you to do. And if you have been in a sermon series from December, I just encourage you to go back and listen because you'll be blessed. And in fact, when I was preparing for today, as a new preacher, I was like, you know, am I on the right track? Am I in the right place? God, did I really hear what you gave me? And it was the sermon from last week. I'm like, okay, Lord, you know, I'm right there. But whatever you do, don't stay stagnant because you're afraid or comfortable. Our role is to walk hand in hand with God and to let him lead us. Because fear is a killer. It will keep you in circles. Just spinning round and around and around. Because hell, I know, because I've been there. I'm just coming out now. Around and around. How many years? I don't even want to say, but it's been a long time. I think I last preached when Joshua was a baby, so that's 2007. Amen. And I was stuck in fear, going round and around and around. But thank God, because our timing is not our timing, it's his timing. And he will deliver us and give us the breakthrough for when we need it. Amen. But the second part of 1 Chronicles, the fourth chapter of verse 10, it says, that your hand would be with me. The hand of God symbolizes power, authority, guidance, provision. The list goes on. How many know we need God's hand in our life? But sometimes in life, we could want something so bad, and I know you talked about this on New Year's, that you just want it whether God is in it or not. And I've been there. I'd be like, all right, God, I'll catch up with you later. Let me go get this thing, what I want, and I'll catch up with you. I'll repent later. And don't do that. Like, that's not a good strategy. I'll be like, I'll repent later, get back on track. But let me just go for mine right now. But when we're willing to put God on the back burner, there's no good thing that comes out of that. It's a downward spiral. I've been there. But Jabez prayed, let your hand be with me. He put his trust in God. He wanted the blessing on his life to be from God and God alone. This is what made Jabez honorable, that he wanted the blessing from God, a prayer for success. With that mega ball, the lottery a couple of weeks ago, what was it up to, over a billion? How many of us would have been like, all right, Lord, I'll catch up with you later. Let me get this money. I'm going to repent after I get it, and then I'll catch up with you when I'm in the islands, right? If I could be honest, I probably would have been one of the ones. I didn't play, thank the Lord, but I was really thinking about playing. But we don't, you know, we want God's blessing to be on it. We want that blessing to be from him and not from our flesh. A prayer for success. The other part of Jabez's prayer, which also played a part in making him honorable, it's verse 10. And I'm going to read the three different versions. It's New King James Version, NIV, and King James. It says that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. NIV says, keep me from harm so that I may be free from pain, so that I will be free from pain. And King James Version, it says, keep me from evil that it may not grieve me. So out of all three versions, you kind of see the trend, right? Pain was constantly at Jabez's mind. It was constantly at his forefront because it was his name. His mother named him that. But when he prayed this prayer, he released this weight to God. 1 Peter 5:7, it says, cast all your care on the Lord, for he cares for you. Jabez released the fear of pain to God. Jabez understood the connection between evil and pain, sin and harm, immorality and torment, right? And as he prayed, keep me from evil that I may not cause pain, Jabez had a desire for holiness. Because that's the thing about sin. If it doesn't cause myself pain, it can easily cause someone that I'm in relationship with pain. And so it's until we understand that link between sin and pain, sin and torment. I have gone through seasons where I've been tormented, and I know it was nothing but the enemy because of sin in my life. And it was until I began to overcome those things that were plaguing me that I began to experience peace from God. But Jabez is his desire for holiness, a desire to live right, a desire to put God first in his life. We're talking about a prayer for success. Evil should grieve us to the core. That thing that happened in New Orleans on New Year's Day, that should just grieve us. I mean, we should watch the news and weep, literally, because of all the evil going on in this world. And here's the thing. If God hates sin, we should hate sin. Right? The problem is that we don't know what God hates because we don't know the word. So we end up loving the things that God hates, and we use it for entertainment. And maybe I'm just talking about myself. We end up watching it on TV, and it entertains us, right? Our tickling ears. But for your homework, read on your own time. Proverbs 6, and it's verses 16 through 19. It talks about what God hates. And I remember Pastor preaching a sermon years ago, which does God hate you? And he came from those verses. But that's a good homework. Just as we begin the Word of God, then we can better discern between good and evil. We can better discern what pleases God, what doesn't please God, what he likes, what he dislikes, and then begin to align our life with him. It's interesting that the Bible doesn't say God changed Jabez's name, but rather God rewrote his story. From this prayer forward, Jabez was no longer known as Pain, but rather known as Honorable. He wasn't defined as blessed, rich, successful, but simply described as honorable. And not just honorable, but what he was more honorable than his brothers. And I'm looking at Tyrone because I know he has a lot of brothers. So that resounds, but more honorable than his brothers. And as a mother, I never like to compare my children in any way. But it's interesting that in the word, he does. And it's something that we can glean from that and learn from that. Not that we would compare, but that I can learn what made him honorable so that I can then apply that to my life and become honorable too. It's positive peer pressure. That's how we got to look at it, positive peer pressure. The last part of verse 10, and God granted his request. Jabez could have prayed that prayer until he was blue in the face, but it wasn't until God granted the request that his life began to shift. Amen. Something he just tapped in at that right moment. Jabez received a breakthrough from being known as Pain to being blessed and highly favored. It's not how you start, right? But it's how you finish. Philippians 1:6, it says, he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. That's one of my rock verses. I never forget, we had a prophetess years ago, and her prophetic word to me was that you are a great woman of God. The only problem was I wasn't great at the time. I wasn't honorable at the time. I wasn't living like I should have been living. But when she spoke those words, something shifted in me, and it began a trend of the desire for holiness, because the blessing was we were able to see the holiness on her, right? But, and it was something about her that I said, there is something that I want. And it was holiness, to live right, to walk right, to walk upright, to live a life pleasing to God. Amen. So I am so thankful for her. I know she has recently passed on, but just hearing from the Lord of who I would become instead of who I was in that moment. And I know that that same thing is available to each one of us sitting here and listening today. That we are all great people of God. To summarize Jabez's prayer in our challenge for 25, become a person of prayer and the word. Amen. The one thing was he was praying the word of God, and that's something I got to do better with. And I do have some handouts for those that want it, 30 promises of God in uncertain times. And I just have 5. I can make more copies if anybody wants it. Amen. Can you pass this out to anybody who wants it? But they are rock verses. And you can begin to just pray those verses when you pray. Because that's something that God honors. He honors his word. And I'm not saying we can't just pray our own words, because we can. He will honor that too. But it's something that shifts in our prayer life when we pray the word of God in our life. and we put them first. The second thing is ask God for growth. Ask him. That's one of those prayers. He'll honor it. He'll honor it. Ask God for growth. And it's okay. Start small. Whatever that growth is. Maybe it's witnessing in the supermarket. Whatever that thing is. Start small. Hold the door for people. Just say, God bless you. Whatever that thing is. God is patient. He is patient and merciful. But whatever we do, we got to ask him for growth. The third thing is align your heart with God. Pray for a desire to be holy. Because holiness starts with a desire to be holy. And sometimes I believe in the modern church, we don't like that word because to us it means judgmental. Right? We kind of think of holiness being judgmental. But the two are opposites. Holiness means that I can love somebody in their sin and then pull them out to God. That I'm going to wrap my arms around them despite what they're going through. So we can't allow the old church being judgmental to prevent us from seeking after holiness and desiring to be holy and desiring to live for God. Because I could tell you the judgmentalness is pride. It's okay. We don't want no part of judgmental. We don't want no part of that. That's not of the word. The word says, judge not, lest you be judged. Right? Amen. So when I say, I can't help but to preach about holiness because I know the stuff that I've been through and the stuff that I have overcome. And at no time do I want to be seen as judgmental, because when I say holiness, it's like far from it. But yet I believe that the church must return our hearts to God in a desire for holiness. Amen. So let me just summarize. God first, ask for growth. I'm just going to summarize three. Live right. But if we do these three things, you allow God to continue writing your story. Keep going. Keep growing. Keep moving. Galatians 6:9, and I'm going to read ESV. It says, and let us not grow weary of doing good. For in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Don't give up. Keep going. And that's the benefit of coming into the house of the Lord. Because every time we come, we get encouraged. Keep going. Keep going. Guess what happens when you keep going? Guess what happens? God's going to turn your pain into joy. He's going to turn the mourning into dancing. And then breakthrough will be your portion. Amen. Your future will be greater than your past. And honor will be a crown upon your head, for you are a child of the Almighty God. Amen. A prayer for success. Amen. So I'm going to read this prayer as I close. And Khalil, well, I know you said your voice was going out, so it's okay. It says, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. Amen. So if you're here today and you're stuck on the growth portion, you don't want to grow because you know what it comes with, and maybe you feel like you don't have it. If you don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, that comes first. Thank you, Jesus. So if you desire a relationship with God and you have not prayed the prayer of salvation before, I'm going to invite you to repeat after me. The word says, Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I'm ready to start new and invite you to come in my life. I put my trust in you and desire to follow you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to hear from you. Send us an email, info@taylortabernacle.com, and let us know so we can continue praying for you. If you're here today and you need prayer for whatever you're struggling with, maybe it's the continual cycle and you feel like you're just spitting, going around in circles for years, and you're now ready to break free of that cycle and move forward in Jesus, I invite you to come up for prayer as we could pray for you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, Lord, hallelujah. Lord God, you are strong and mighty. Hallelujah, God. Father, Lord, we bless your holy and mighty name, Jesus. Lord, we pray, God, that you will break whatever cycle, break whatever detrimental cycle, break whatever thing is going on in our life that is not pleasing to you, God, and help us to start off the year with you, God. Help us to live for you, oh God. Help us to be set free today, God, the first Sunday of 2025, God. Let this day, God, be a mark for what you want to do in us, God. As we choose you this day, God, we choose you this day, oh God. We choose you this day, God. My life, my desire is yours, God. And I ask that you be in the midst, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, hallelujah, that you will break and provide every need, oh God. Father, we pray for a mighty breakthrough this morning, God. Father God, we pray that you will begin to align our heart with yours, that you will align our past with yours, that you will align our life with yours, God. Let it be for your glory and your glory alone, oh God. Oh, Jesus, you've been so good, God. You desire for us to come up higher, God. You desire for us to come up to another level, God. You desire for us, God, to allow you to use us, oh God. And our answer this morning is yes and amen, God. You can use us as you desire, God. You can use us as you will. You can use us as you desire, God. Have your way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, move in the midst, oh God. Move in the midst, Lord God. Oh, we need you, Jesus. We need you desperately, oh God. We need you like never before, oh God. We need you, God. We know that you want to do something new in us, God. Let it begin in us, God. Let it begin in us, oh God. Let it begin in us, God. Pull down every lie that the enemy has erected in our heads, God. Pull down every wall of obstacle, of hindrance. Pull down everything that exalts itself against our knowledge of you, oh God. Hallelujah. For you are our strength, God. You are our strong tower, God. You are our refuge, oh Lord. And Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you, oh Lord. Hallelujah to your name, oh God. 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 Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We won't move until you say move, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 God. You stand at the door and knock. If any man will let you in, hallelujah, God. We let you in this morning, God. We allow you to live and abide in our hearts, oh God. Glory to your name, Jesus. For your glory and for your glory alone, oh God. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Break every stronghold, oh God. in the name of Jesus. That holiness shall be our portion, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the oil flow in this house, O God. Glory to your name, Jesus. We will be careful to give you the praise, O God. We will be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, O God, because it all belongs to you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to your name, O God. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. The Lord has need of thee. The Lord has need of you. Hallelujah. The Lord has need of you in this season. The Lord has need of you. Hallelujah. There is someone that he wants to assign you to. There is someone right now that is in a dark place. And he you are assigned to them to break them free in the name of Jesus. The Lord has need of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord has need of you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My answer is yes, Lord. Use me as you desire. Thank you, Lord. Hey. Let's begin to believe the things that God is saying about us, who we are in him. Hallelujah, Jesus. That we are seated at the right hand of God. Co-heirs. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Priestly lineage. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. That we will walk with lifted heads. Knowing that God is with us, no longer holding our head down, but from this day forward that we will walk with our heads lifted high. Hallelujah to the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Prayer for success. Amen. Amen. Amen, God. Thank you for your word, God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now we're going to move to our time of giving and announcements. Amen. Following our benediction. Hallelujah. I'm going to invite our sister Deanna Weitch up here. Give our announcements. I know I said that last name wrong. Amen. Hallelujah.
All right. Good morning to the Taylor Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of four ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, Venmo, or also by using the U.S. Postal Mail. To give by text message, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. Venmo at Taylor Tabernacle 6309. For those gathered with us in the sanctuary today, you will find two offering baskets next to the side ramp door, one for your tithes and offerings, and one for the preacher. Please place your sealed envelopes in the baskets as you exit the sanctuary. You can give to the pastor via Cash App or Venmo. Cash App, $ Pastor Jonathan Ford, or Venmo at JonathanFord25. As always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministry. And now I will call up for our announcements, Sister Melissa Lee.
Good morning. The pastor and the leadership team would like to thank you for joining us this Sunday. Our live stream service will continue via Facebook and YouTube Live. That will continue to join us for worship from your home. Remember to hit subscribe right there on the YouTube page and follow us on Facebook at Taylor Tabernacle so that you can be informed and up to date on our upcoming gatherings and dates. If you are receiving our weekly emails, please send us an email and update that information. January 12th will be our communion service and fellowship dinner. Pastor Ford is asking all men to prepare a dish or two for the fellowship dinner this year. You can see me if you haven't signed up. There's a few things that we don't have that we need. Saturday, January the 18th at 10 a.m., Pastor.
I'll tell her then.
Saturday, January the 18th at 10 a.m., Pastor Ford is asking all members to join him at Faith and Love Workshop Center for the conclusion of their fresh fire revival. Every Sunday, we will gather at 8:30 in person for corporate prayer, followed by morning worship at 10. Wednesday nights are prayer and Bible study at 7 a.m. via Google Meet. Sunday school is from 8:30 to 9 a.m. via Google Meet. We look forward to seeing your child every second, third, fourth, and fifth Sunday. And please remember Pastor Wyo's e-challenge. The things that are left are some beverages. We don't have any desserts. And if someone could possibly do one other meat option. So far we have grilled chicken. So they are the only things that's left. If you didn't sign up and you wish to do so, please see me after service. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to call up our deaconess Keisha for the benediction. Amen. Come on, can we give our deaconess a hand? Come on, Tyler, we can do better than that. Can we give our deaconess a hand? Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, God is good. I'm going to call up our Reverend John Curitan, my husband, and I'll ask you to do the benediction.
Amen. We'll get ready to get out. Hey, since she called me, I'm just going to throw this out here. I want to make that whole holiness thing easier for you, all right? When I look at holiness, it means make yourself available for God. Amen. Available, set apart. Amen. That's holiness. Look at it from that side. Amen. Don't look at what you don't have to do. Look, if you spend more time praying, that means you're spending less time what? All right. Doing whatever else you were doing. Amen. Amen. Just make yourself more available. You want to be holy? Available to God. Hallelujah. We'll leave it there. Father, we thank you on this day. We thank you for this great day that you have made, this bold, beautiful day that you have made available to us. Father, we love you. We came and we gathered because we love you. And guess what, Lord? We've got 6 more days to get through. So for 6 days, will you bless us? For 6 days, will you allow us to read your word? For 6 days, oh God, will you allow us to pray and to call on your name? For 6 days, will you allow us to rise and say, this is the day that you have made, that we will be glad and rejoice in it. Father, we thank you, oh Lord. So bless us on our coming in. Bless us on our going out. Bless our homes, our households, our neighborhoods, our jobs. Hallelujah. Bless our friends and our families. Oh God, everywhere that we go, God, let blessing, your blessing, oh God, be upon us. This is our prayer, and we are glad as we leave this place. We rejoice in your name, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.